Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Smirnoff Live on February 17, 2016. I am just a few minutes late. I apologize. We got 26 minutes. Hang on a second. We got some technical difficulties. Let me get back into the studio. My co-host is on hold. All right, let's see if that works.
What's up, Mr.
C.J. Clinton? God damn it! I'm sorry, man. I was talking to my fuck buddy.
Well, that's cool. TMI on the show, but
this is a rated R show.
I know. I wanted to promote.
go ahead. Promote away before you do that. Before you do that, everyone, this is Smirnoff Live for Wednesday, February 17, 2016. I am your host, the host of the most, the host that used to be the former star and cast member, director of the most talked about and the most must-see and the most controversial video blog series on the internet today. Sugar Rob Uzzle, I am your host, Rob Smirnoff Uzzle, with CJ Clinton. Now, promote
Hello.
Today, motherfuckers. Woo!
All right. So, our website is up. GlickMarkPro.com has been up since Saturday. I've had a very busy schedule the last, I don't know when this week started, I'll be honest. I think it's Wednesday. I've been busy since Sunday. We, as of this morning, GlickMarkPro.com is verified with Google and YouTube. That was hell to do. I tell you what, that was hell to do. But finally, someone told me how to get it done right. I did it. We are now verified. We have our website verified there. Our Twitter, GlickMarkPro. Our Instagram, GlickMarkPro. Our Facebook, Glickman Markinson Productions, it's growing. We've been promoting on there. My business partner has been doing his part on there. He's working the page. Glickman Markinson Productions on YouTube. Follow us on Google Plus. We are busy. It's been hectic. I've been getting editing. One of the projects we're doing happens to be starring a war veteran who is dying of cancer. Don't mean to bring things down, but he will not die in vain. I've been editing a reality web series. We got a new episode of Crimson's Chronicles coming out. The promo is up on the website. No, on the YouTube page. So we got that going, as well as on our Facebook page. And he goes after Femgirl. It's a great promo for the episode. Anyways, I do have a topic. Hello?
Yeah, before you go any further, I want to, on a more serious note, I lost my cousin Paul Rawls this past weekend. And I want to dedicate this particular broadcast in his loving memory. My dad and him were kids growing up, and they were like, it was more of a brother and brother relationship, and not as much as my dad being his uncle and him being the nephew. So I dedicate this to my cousin Paul, in all seriousness, all bullshit aside. So
may he rest in peace, man. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
My deepest condolences to you as well as your family. Dad, he sounds like a nice man.
He was a cool guy, man.
And hopefully
he
got peace wherever he went, you know?
I didn't get a chance to go to the funeral because of work obligations, but the family understands, and let's move on to your interesting topic. I'm curious to hear about it.
I think this is gonna blow your mind, dude.
Okay.
You as a former married man.
Okay.
As a former married man, you might say, you know, I don't know, you know, a lot of times in marriages the sex disappears.
Right.
Well, think about this. So I have a friend, let's call him JV, okay?
JV, okay.
He's a sort of a flamboyant, interesting person, you know. He wants to do Broadway, write Broadway plays. He's kind of got a handicap, you know. He's got Asperger's, but he's married.
Okay.
He's married to a woman.
I would hope so.
He's married to a woman.
No offense. I'm just saying.
Believe me, I'm as shocked as you. He's married to a woman. I'm just saying. Maybe there's some unresolved issues there, but I'll digress. He's married to a woman. The girl, I'll call her a girl. She looks like a girl. She's skinny. She's good. She's decent looking, you know. So I messaged him. I just saw his status. I asked him, is he okay? Because he's talking about his wife spending so much time with her mother. Turns out the mother is an adopted mother. The mother is 90 years old. Now, keep in mind, these people that I'm talking about are in their mid-20s, mid to late 20s. They got married a year ago, right?
Okay.
They're living with the mother, who's dying, unfortunately. But, you know, his wife always runs to the mother at beck and call. It's to the point to where it's causing friction in the marriage. Well,
sounds like my ex-wife.
I asked him, I said, so when was the last time you had sex with your wife? Because assuming married couples have sex, right? Or at least had sex on the married night or have had sex before, right? You know what he told me?
What?
We're both virgins.
What?
Are you fucking serious? I mean, when I heard that, I said, part of me is not surprised, but part of me is saddened by what you just told me. You've been
married
for a year.
Are you ribbing me right now?
I know.
Are you ribbing me?
No,
or,
I have a conversation right here. This is a straight shoot, dude.
Oh, man.
A straight shoot, and I'm like, wait a minute. So I said to him, I'm not that surprised, but I'm also saddened by what you just told me. I'm very sad. I mean, you know, and you keep in mind this guy, you know, he might be into some feminine stuff, you know, typically that stereotype
man.
Is women. He might be into that. But I'm like, wait a minute, you guys are 27 years old and you're still virgins. Now, I'm not going to condemn them for that. Hey, whatever, but he's married and he's still a virgin. And his wife is supposedly still a virgin, which I don't know if I believe that. He told me that they tried having sex and the wife kept putting her hand in front of her vagina.
What the fuck kind of shit is that, man?
So here's some of the conversation. I said, dude, it's never going to change. And he said, she's impossible. I said, I noticed all the women attacking you. He said, huh? Well, commenting on your status, trying to make you feel bad. And he said, oh. And I said, how sick is your in-law? And she will find, and I even said, his wife will find a new distraction once his in-law is gone.
It's time to end that marriage.
You are never going to have the wife you wanted. Just be careful about posting on Facebook about your wife or mother. It can paint you as a, you know, bad guy. I said, and then he says, she just never stops. I said, bro, how old are you? And he says, 27. I said, when did you get married? He said, last year. And I said, you really are young. You got married too young, bro. And marriage is not in men's favor. And then I said,
nope.
And you are sharing your marriage. You are sharing your marriage with, and you are married to your wife and her mother. You marry the family. And he says, she's 90 and bedridden. She could die any day. I said, your wife will find another distraction. And just to be a little morbid, sorry, she will still use her mom as a crutch and excuse. And then he says, I know, she tricked me. I didn't know she was like that. I thought after a while she'd grow up. I said, you are adorable, bro, for thinking that. Dude, she found a guy she could control. And he says, all she does is care for her mother. And I said, when was the last time you two had sex? He says, we never had sex. We're both virgins still. She kept giving me a hard time covering her vagina every time I tried to get in her. Now you see it's the truth. I said, what the holy beep? I somehow knew this, but still saddened. Dude, the marriage has not been consummated. You are married and still virgin. He said, yep, it's the woman who tricked me into marriage so that she could get money and ask me for things. I said, that is not a healthy relationship. Anybody who tells you it is, they are full of crap. Get out while you still can. This guy is staying, dude. And yeah, he's having money problems. He doesn't have a job. His wife doesn't have a job. He's got SSI, but they're barely scraping by. There's no family, and he can't go back to his family because of issues. It's all messed up. And I even said, why don't you cheat? And he said, I would never cheat. And I even said, one of his excuses, you want to know one of his excuses?
What is it?
One of his excuses were condoms were too expensive. You know what I told him? I said, you can get free condoms. Because he lives in Brooklyn. Brooklyn is a mecca of free condoms. You can get free condoms.
Oh, my God,
And he said, well, I want to get Trojan. I'm like, how do you know the difference? You're a virgin. I said, hey, me, myself, I prefer lifestyle and Durex.
Fuck, call Don Tony. Testing. Don Tony from the Don Tony and Kevin Castle show. That motherfucker will help you out. I mean, seriously,
how can, the marriage has not been consummated technically, right? Don't you have to consummate the marriage to make, you know, have sex consummated?
I'll be honest with you. On my wedding night, like, we were so tired from all the planning.
Well,
and saying
that's
no.
normal, though. That's actually pretty normal.
I ruined that butt the next night. I beat that pussy up. Mm-hmm. I had a Viagra or two, but, you know.
So you consummated it. So you still consummated it.
Man, I consummated
after you were married.
Goddamn me. A year and a half before the motherfucker, the first night I slept with that bitch, man. I ain't gonna lie to you.
But the point is, you guys had sex after you were. You guys still had sex after. You still had sex the next day.
I ruined that ass. She ain't never had no black bitch. I beat that pussy up. God damn it. Fuck the dumb shit, man. This is a rated R show. I don't give a fuck who listens to this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? And you
know
where
you're
I'm
saying.
At. You know the gimmicks in me right now, so you already know.
I do that when we're talking.
Hey, we doing the after party. I don't care. 13 minutes. We doing the after party. Goddamn.
Yeah, hell yeah.
This show is for my cousin and his loving memory. Goddamn, he was a good man. Other nation, fuck it. Look, I got something to say. Just hold on one second. I was going to tell you what I really think about women like that. It reminds me the correlations are very similar when it comes to women that use their children as crutches as to means of not getting with a guy to do sexual things. and the guy has to bend over backwards to take her out to eat, to help put food on the table, or to even have a relationship. That's bullshit, and I'm going to tell you like this here. Hey, I make sure that your friend hears what Rob Smirnoff was about to say. Listen here, man. I'm going to tell you like this here. Fuck the dumb shit and take it from a married man almost 35 years old, okay? I waited till I was 32 years old when I got married, okay? I'm going to tell you like this. You need to get the fuck out of this fucking marriage. There is no marriage. And just because you got a piece of paper that says they're married and whatever God or devil or hell or whatever higher being that you decide that you want to listen to or you want to worship, I don't give a fuck what the situation is. If you had fucked this motherfucking bitch, then kick that motherfucking bitch out the door. Take it from me. And I'm not telling, I don't even know you, dog. Whoever you are, JB, CJ, JMS, HIV, whatever, the positive message is this. And I'm not talking about HIV positive, because I'm an HIV negative son of a bitch. Yes, I've been with over 80 women. Yes, I done fucked the shit out of two of them without a rubber, one being my ex-wife, whore, Audrey, and the other one being the ex-fucking girlfriend from next door. She literally lives in the same city as myself, but we won't even go into all that. But what I'm going to tell you like this, you got me going, dog. I'm hyped now.
You need
to make sure your friend hears what I got to say. From a married man, a former married to happily divorced man, I'm still dealing with this bitch as we speak because I fucked around and got what is known as a medical credit card. It's called Care Credit, and we got an $8,000 limit, okay? And this is the first time that I'm publicly speaking about this, okay? That motherfucking bitch took $3,000 of that fucking $8,000 to pay for a surgery, the Roux-en-Y gastric sleeve surgery. She lost 80 pounds, gained about 30, 40 of it back, fucked it all up. My situation is different. I had my gastric bypass surgery June 10, 2008, almost 8 years ago, okay? I regained my weight and then some, and I'm working on it and losing it slowly but surely again because of complications. Her excuse is the bitch didn't go on the diet like she was supposed to. When I was doing my dieting and doing my shit like I was, I lost 130 in the first year and a half, all right? But what I'm telling you this backstory is simply this. You need to make sure that if you got anything with her, credit card, you need to make sure that in that divorce decree, because it's so important, because I might have to take my ex-bitch, to fucking court. You need to make sure that motherfucker is separated. Your property is your property. I don't know what state he's in, but here in Texas, your property is your property. Her property is her property. Anything that y'all got together, then y'all split it amongst yourselves like grown-ass adults are supposed to. And if the bitch ain't talking about fucking, then you fuck another bitch. And you fuck her so hard, you videotape that motherfucker, you put it on YouPorn, you put it on xvideos.com, and you let that bitch know, hey, look here, I got Asperger's, but I ain't using that as a crutch. You ain't using your Asperger's and your disability. I got goddamn disability. CJ's got disability. But we ain't sitting up here using that shit as a goddamn crutch as a means to why you don't want to consummate and have sex with your wife. Oh, man, this has got me hyped. You talking about something personal to me, man. You talking about something that I went through. I had to literally beg to get the pussy. That's bullshit.
Oh, here's, by the way, I made a status 17 hours ago. And guess what? It was after seeing a bunch of posts on Facebook with these women that have all these rules about dating them. Here's my status. You want to hear it? This is my
Go
status.
Ahead.
All right. too many rules when it comes to having relationships. Maybe that is why you are single. Just maybe stop the bullshit. I'm too old to tolerate bullshit. Yes, there are guys who will tolerate your stupid rules, requirements. They are simps, manginas, white knights who worship the ground you walk on, who settle for being whipped because they think you are the only vagina they can get. Or they are so desperate for sex and put your vagina on a pedestal. I'm sorry, you are a grown-ass woman. No, you are not a goddess, princess, or queen. You cannot control me with sex because I will say this one time. Cool, I can just jerk off and go to sleep. No work for me. Then if you try to control me with that shit again, I will find one of your friends or a hooker, take care of what I need to, then dump your ass. I don't play or tolerate head games. I will not pay for past exes' mistakes. I will not tolerate entitled attitudes. Might be a crazy guy with kinks, but I'm also very simple. Trust, loyalty, respect, ride or die. I choose to be single, MGTOW for life.
MGTOW for life, motherfuckers. And also, since we're saying motherfuckers, I want to say this on the air. I don't know if he's listening. Anthony Missionary Thomas and Joey Numbers. Wrestling Soup, motherfucker! Right, I just wanted to say that.
Yes, I haven't listened in a while. I've been too busy.
Also, check out at WrestlingHypeNews.com. I'm just going to plug them because I listen to them. Don Tony and the Kevin Castle Show. Don Tony and Kevin Castle. Best
I like Breakfast
podcast
with the Blasey.
And a special shout out to Jason Solomon, who's going through a rare blood disorder, blood cancer. Yeah, well, Solomonster has a blood cancer. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I know you haven't been in the wrestling circles, but I want to give a shout out to my boy, Jason Solomon, better known as Solomonster from Solomonster Sounds Off. Hey, man, we love you. We pray for you, man. And we hope that you. You'll kick this cancer's ass, man. You'll do it.
Kick its ass and take its name and then drop a promo. I mean,
couldn't happen to a better guy, man. The guy, I've got nothing but mad love and respect for that dude, man.
Yeah, he's
nothing
a nice
but
guy.
Mad love
he's
and respect. He puts on a damn good show. I listen to it every week, and, you had me on a rant now, just being serious. We got less than 5 minutes, man. Anything else you want to plug or cover? I mean, I'm just kind of in a serious tone.
Right.
I'm kind of lost
the
words.
We covered the topic I wanted. Check out GlickMarkPro.com. Follow us on Twitter, GlickMarkPro. Also, check out our Facebook, Glickman Markinson Productions, and our YouTube, Glickman Markinson Productions. And, you know, check out our Tumblr, Pinterest. Follow us all over there. We're going to be putting out some really compelling stuff.
Just don't put out any man's butt.
I'm not Walter.
Hey, shout out to Walter J, man.
He's always been cool.
Yeah, you
know
I just be fucking with your motherfucking ass. He's kind of under the weather. Shout out to Ryan, who pays Rick Sanders. Motherfucker, you got to quit that shit, man. Hey, I understand you want a Filipino woman. You know the Christian guy. You know who I'm talking about.
I know,
man.
I know.
Yeah, man. I guess we'll just do a couple shout-outs. Fucking my boy, DJ Jamone, you know who you are. And that ugly buck-tooth motherfucker, Alvin Cashoff from Houston, Texas. You ugly motherfucker, you. This is the ugliest goddamn sumbitch nigga I've ever seen in my life. This motherfucker here. Not really. I just be fucking. You know, I'm fucking with you, nigga. You know I love you, man. Shout out to the Upla Nation, the nation
shout
of my
Cynthia.
Mini.
Shout out to Cynthia.
If she listens to this, she was going to come over. But
shout out to Jessica.
Oh, no. Make sure that bitch listens to it. I don't give a fuck.
I don't know. I'm not friends with her. I just wanted to give her a shout out because she's a Dallas Cowboy fan.
Oh, yeah.
What the fuck? What the fuck was he? What?
Just because she's a Dallas Cowboys fan, do you just give a shout out to her? It's like, because
they got no rings.
It's just, fuck it, man. We're going to do the after party. We got to.
They're witness
seconds.
Protection. They're witness protection. They can't seem to get rings.
Oh, man, she done been with half a Dallas Fort Worth and all over the goddamn Metroplex, man. You know, this fucking highway, what's that? Highway 635.
Oh, yeah, shout out to David. Shout out to David F.
Come on, man.
May you do a senton. Do a senton again. Swanton. What's it called?
I am not
the
endorsing
the Hardy Boy
this.
Thing. Do the Boston. Hardy Boy thing.
I'm not endorsing this because I know you listen to this show. This ain't me. I didn't put this.
Shout out to Jim Cornette. Watch out, man.
That's my nigga right there, man.
Shout out to Jim Cornette and Starmaker, man.
Corny, baby.
Mr. Bull.
Corny's coming to Dallas next month on the 31st at a show.
I'm friends with Bullen. Buy his book. I'm friends with Bullen. Buy his book, everybody, if you're a wrestling fan. Buy his book.
I'm going to the show. IHWE, I'm just going to say it. Fuck it. Parade of Champions, yes, is David S. fucking Federation in association with the National Wrestling Alliance.
Shout out to Catwoman.
Oh, dude, come on. You're going a little personal. I know you and him don't like each other, but...
I never said I never liked him. I never said I never liked him. He doesn't like me.
Man,
he doesn't
I would
like
love to
me.
Have y'all on a future Smirnoff Live and just
he doesn't
fucking
like me.
Go at
he,
it.
He doesn't like
y'all,
me. I would be sad
that
about it,
but
you know.
A fucking episode. You realize the ratings on that?
I was being more stressful. Anyway.
I mean, I got 1,200 friends on Facebook, and if we push this motherfucker, he ain't going to do it because of his rep.
What rep?
So you want to do that at the party? Fuck it.
Yeah, why not? I don't give a
fuck.
Why not?
All right.
Well,
you're on the gimmick, aren't you?
No, actually, I'm pretty sober. I'm manic right now.
I'm on my nightly meds. Everybody knows I fucking take meds. I'm still straight edge.
I'll be on the gimmicks pretty soon if any chance.
It's quality of my life. Just saying.
I'll be on the green gimmick pretty soon, hopefully. It smells up my whole house, but it's worth it.
I wish that asshole Frisco was on here right now. I'll fuck his ass up right now. That ugly, buck tooth looking some bitch. Fucking chink eyes.
Dude, stop talking about his wife like that, dude.
No, I'm talking about his ass. Now his mom.
Stop talking about his wife like that. That's his baby's mama, dude.
By the way, I don't know what she looks like.
I don't know what she looks like. I'm just making
jokes.
I really don't know.
I'll send you pictures. She's not bad looking.
You know who's getting married, by the way? Miss Destiny, apparently.
Really?
Yeah. She found a man to buy her stuff, because, you know, I know all about that, because, you know, she's a kind of a, you know, she's a gold digger.
Yeah.
I know her ex-boyfriend. I'm friends with her ex-boyfriend.
I'm surprised Daniel Fishel is still married to that fucking... The guy's got to be your age. No offense, but come on.
This is a woman that's my age, dude, almost 35, married to a 29-year-old troll, you know? I mean,
well,
everybody,
I'll tell you why.
Everybody
well,
knows
he's obviously successful. He's obviously successful, and I'll put it to you this way. It's obviously she's having a good time. You know, by the way, if anybody that watches Blacklist, the chick that plays Keen, Agent Keen, there's a sex tape out there. I saw it, and it's the most boring sex tape I've ever seen, other than the fact that she climaxes really hard. I mean, wow.
Speaking of sex tape, Sonny.
Oh,
WWE,
God.
Sonny.
Oh, I don't want to see that. I don't want to see that.
I saw her
on Skype, dude. That was nasty. I don't, you know. I mean,
I'm sorry.
It's not 1997 anymore. 1996 was 20 years ago.
Out of that bitch. I will fuck
Ew,
the shit out of
you
that
know where
bitch.
She's been?
I don't give a fuck. As long as she's clean, I don't give a damn.
I think she was with one of the Godwins, wasn't? Or that a gimmick? I don't know. Was that a work?
Knowing Sonny, Timmy Sitch, I would say, because I'm still friends with her ex-boyfriend, and I wonder why they broke up.
She beat the shit out of him, dude. She beats up her boyfriends.
Yeah. But she likes to take his anal backdoor Sonny up. Hey,
but
Bob,
hey, you can pay her. You can pay her to cuddle with you.
Yeah, $75. I can lay in bed with fucking Sonny. Man, you know Missionary and Joey, if they heard this shit, man, they'd fucking be like, this motherfucker, Uzzle, he buzzed the shit out of me on an episode of Wrestling 2 back in 2013.
I still have that audio. I still have that audio, and I listen to it all the time. It's funny as hell.
Joey, if you're listening, man, on the download, probably not, but it was all
no, he's got
games,
a life. Man. He's got a life of working nonstop, and then he does wrestling soup. That's all he does is work, and then he does wrestling soup. And then he eats. And condolences to losing your cat.
Hmm.
And, I saw a great birthday video, and I'm not joking. It was a great birthday video to what's her name, Tinkerbell, or Tink, from her kids and Missionary, and Missionary is really freaking tall. I forgot how tall he was.
Yeah, he's like 6'6", 400 pounds.
I
think
those kids, he's towering over the kids. It's really funny, and they're all holding. I think they're holding some cats or something. But it was a great video. But he's tall, and it's so weird. I remember when Missionary was a bachelor and just working, you know, doing stuff for Don Tony, and he was kind of, and then all of a sudden now he's a family man. It's so weird. Things just, he evolved, man.
As far as I know, I mean, unless Kevin Castle was, Kevin doesn't really talk a lot about his personal life. Every now and then he'll talk about something.
He's got a cat, and you know about his father and his brother. I enjoy his brother, though. His brother's funny.
He's got a couple of brothers,
Kevin,
actually.
Oh, I mean the one that goes on the show on Wrestling Soup.
Right. The one he grew up with. They were. John. They went to all the Madison Square Garden events in the late '70s and the '80s and shit.
John has had many lives. John even owned a comic book store, and he said his big mistake of owning a comic book store was hiring a nerd-looking dude when he could have hired a quote unquote normal or a woman there, because you know what? You gotta bring in general public, and also
and a woman would have done it.
There's a reason why I don't go to comic book stores, other than the fact that I like digital comics and I haven't had a chance to read any this month because I've been busy. But I don't want to deal with some freaking a-hole telling me, oh, you're buying that. You shouldn't buy that. That kills your sales. So anybody that owns those stores and hires people like that, that's why you're not making money, because they're making people not want to buy stuff from you. Yeah.
Speaking of which, you ever notice
well, I don't know with you and your field of work, but just because I've had a lot of contracts, why is it that all of the women that are in human resources fucking hot?
Because
you ever notice that?
I've noticed that. I have noticed that because I've had to deal with human resources in certain situations.
They're all attractive.
Yeah, because it's just one of those things. It's like, well, you know who else is attractive? Drug company representatives. You ever go to a doctor's office? By the way, if you ever want to work at a doctor's office, you get free lunch every day.
I flirt with the nurse assistant. I have, like, a thing for her, but I think it's against the rules or something.
It's not against the rules. Go for it. Go for it. Go for it.
I think my doctor's going to – I'm going to the doctor's office on Friday, matter of fact, for my monthly checkup. Oh, that sounded so bad, monthly checkup. You know, because of my meds I'm on and shit. But my doctor, I hope he doesn't hear this. He's going to be like, all right, we're going to have to – Robert, we're going to have to do something about the script because you are – yeah. Anyway.
Speaking of script, I have to have a meeting. We just brought in a British writer to write – we read this script we read this treatment. It's an interesting story about a serial killer, which hopefully we'll be able to get that movie made if we go forward with the thing. So I got to set up a meeting. I got to figure out the time difference between England and America, California.
I can tell you. It's 9 hours.
Okay, so it's either we're going to have to be either early in the morning or late at night. Set the meeting here.
Because the work I do, like, one of my customers was from Sweden, and I think they're in the same time zone as the UK. And where I live, it's 7 hours. So add on another 2 hours with you being on the Pacific time. So it's a 9-hour difference. But
we're going to set that up. My business partner and I are going to have a meeting. This time, you know, we're going to make sure everything's on paper before we go forward because we know how that turned out with, you know, one of our, a former mutual friend of yours with me. You know how that went. By the way, I have a logo and it's I got it done in the same day.
Sorry about that. Shout out to my boy. I'm not going to mention his name.
I was gonna handle things discreetly.
It is what it is.
I know. I was gonna handle things discreetly, but he's the one who made assumptions and went, you know, cray cray. But you know how that goes.
Yeah.
That's why I had someone, that's why when I do business with people, I have someone on the phone every time, my business partner as a witness.
Yeah, in corporate America, they like to do that shit too.
There's a great article in corporate America on how feminism destroyed women in the workplace because men are afraid to talk to them in the workplace or help them, even to the point of having a witness when they're talking to them because they don't want human resources issues.
Well, that and, you know, women are quick to say sexual harassment.
Yep.
So it's like, what the fuck, you know? Can't get pussy in the fucking workplace anymore. That's why I don't date anyone I work with.
You never want to stick your pen in the company ink. That's why I prefer to use third party.
Oh, shit. This has probably been our best episode.
Nice and mellow, and you know it's dedicated to your late cousin, no?
Yeah, and
And I know he would want me to have fun and, you know, do the right thing and tell the truth, whether it's my fear.
By the way, I've been reading your statuses, man.
About this generation.
Also, you got to blame this generation parents for how this generation's turned out.
I don't really want to. I'll tell you off air more about that.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, I don't really want to talk about it on air. It's just because there's a lot of variables, and I got sisters and brothers and motherfuckers like to run their little goddamn mouths and shit. Going back to this generation, you know what Uncle So-and-so said about what me, and he was implying this, and now we're going to get back to my mom and dad, and I got to hear the rest of that shit. Don't post stuff on Facebook. Like, I fucking know that. I got common sense. I'm not making fucking money at this. It's like, it's not
Guess what? Guess what? If things turn out well, we could actually, turn this into a money thing, so you know.
Hey, you know me, man. The green business, fucking project management, hey, you know me.
Oh, yeah, yes. Because, we're going to be expanding to other things, actually. I just, I'm making a deal with a... Because, you know what, I'll be honest, I'm not a country music fan, but I'll be happy to make money off of country music.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Wow. Did I tell you I talked to the missionary not long ago, and he had nothing but positive things to say about you?
Yeah, that's awesome.
He said you're an ambitious motherfucker.
Yes, I am. I'm very ambitious.
I don't recall he said motherfucker, but
it's a great creative license, bro. I like the creative license.
Well, you have a mommy fetish anyway. I mean, you might want to explain what that means, because otherwise people will be like, oh my God, no.
Hey, I have a mommy fetish, yes, which I enjoyed that last night with a nice Russian woman. But but I also, I like older women. I like, certain type of older women, that's my thing. And I like to, I'm not into the crazy stuff. I'm very simple with my mommy fetish. It's very simple. I'm not into the props or anything like that. I'm into some simple words and, other things I'm not going to go into. But I also like, 21-year-olds as well. I like both. If I could, the perfect scenario would be to be in a relationship with a 21-year-old and a 45-year-old.
That's something.
That would be the perfect scenario, because don't get me wrong, I still love my, still love young women flesh, I mean, come on, you can't ever